Howdy fans, Making 8 Rodeo Network is proud to present the Making 8 Morning Show. I'm your host, Scott Mesick. It is time to sit back, get a grip, because the show starts right about now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my feet knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself bumped off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Still I got back up, bared down, and
go ahead and say I won. The game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won.
Well, good Friday morning to you, rodeo fans and Making 8 maniacs. That's right. It is time once again for another Making 8 morning show right here on Making8Rodeo.com. And once again, Making 8 Rodeo Network is packing up the old rodeo route to hit the road as we are just about ready to take off and head to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Now, this weekend is going to be just a little bit different, and we're going to explain to you how things are going to lay out for this weekend. Now, it's real important. This is really important. So if you're listening to us live or you're listening to us on the archive shows, make sure to make note of this during the day. This is going to be a huge event, and we're raising awareness, we're taking donations, and we are going to make you a part of the Relay for Life right here in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, as we're kicking things off tonight. We're going to be there. We're going to be webcasting the entire 12 hours live. So you guys will have an opportunity. Make sure you get your coffee pots ready. I know we're going to have them out and ready there in Broken Arrow. And get ready. We're going to have interviews, concerts, games. I know that Gooby will be out there. Bucky the Bull will be out there. And it is going to be a fantastic weekend. So you guys make sure to put a note to come and join us here tonight. Now, you may not be able to last the whole 12 hours. Well, we understand. But I will tell you that during the night, we're going to be giving away some prizes. So we want you guys to be a part of it. We want to give you guys some giveaways for helping support this cause. So you guys make sure that you take part. We are going to have an open phone line. We're going to be taking online donations, and we're going to be giving away prizes for those. So you guys make sure to hang tight. It's going to be a fun-filled weekend, and it's going to be very meaningful. Now, I'm going to tell you, I cannot make you promises that I'm not going to get teary-eyed, because this is going to be an emotional weekend. We're going to talk with cancer survivors. We're going to hear their stories. We're going to talk with people who are walking for a cause, walking for a reason. Maybe their family member, maybe their best friend is dealing with this disease. So we're going to help raise awareness. And then, of course, tomorrow, we're going to turn around and give cancer the boot. That's right. We're going to kick off a fantastic weekend there as well, as we're going to be in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, with Lazy B Productions, G Money Rodeo, and we will be out there. Now, Lazy B Productions, Humps and Horns are the ones that are sponsoring this Relay for Life and this Give Cancer the Boot event. So they are going to be the ones that are going to be there to help and raise money and bring awareness. Now, I will tell you that we've already got donations that have come in. If you go to making8rodeo.com, you can find the information there. We've got a link to donate. You can go online and donate right away. We're going to put those donations up, and we're going to make mention of you guys who are taking part in this online broadcast. We want you guys to be a part of it. This is going to be worldwide. We are going to have people from all over the world tuning in, watching this one Relay for Life event. Now, I don't know how many other Relay for Life events get webcasted and get the type of exposure that we're about to bring this weekend. And I think to raise money for the awareness for the American Cancer Society and for the Relay for Life cause is going to be fantastic. I'm very touched that we have the opportunity to do this. And our portion of it is to do this at our own expense. We're not out here asking for any money. We're not out here asking for you guys to help us. We're asking you to help support this cause. You know, we've all been touched in one way by somebody who has had to deal with this disease, who is maybe recovering from this disease, or who has we've lost loved ones who have had this disease. So we want to help raise awareness. We want to help make this thing possible and show that we as a rodeo community support the American Cancer Society in this cause. So you guys make sure to tune in. All the action is going to start about 6 o'clock tonight, Central Time. So make sure you guys get ready. Grab your cup of coffee. Grab your pot of coffee. You're going to probably need that. And we're going to sit back and have a great time. Like I said, it's going to be fun. It's going to be emotional. But we want you guys to really be a part of this. We know that, you know, some of our friends have had to deal with cancer, and we want to help raise awareness. So, you know, we know that the rodeo community is very strong with Tough Enough to Wear Pink, and they raise awareness for breast cancer, you know, that type of thing. This is an overall general purpose to go to cancer research, to the American Cancer Society. And what we're going to do, well, you know what, I'll tell you what, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about it. Now, there are a lot of rodeos, there are a lot of bull ridings that are going on this weekend, and we also want you guys to take part in that. If you guys are headed to a rodeo this weekend, if you guys are headed to an event, we want to hear about it. Phone lines are open. This is your time to help get the word out. Maybe you can meet up with some friends, some other online friends, some of the Making 8 Network fans, some of the maniacs. So feel free to give us a call. 646-915-9940 is the number to give us a call. Now, we may cut the show down just a little bit early, depending on our time frame, as we have got to get on the road. The Rodeo Roo is packed and ready to go, and we're going to be hitting the road here shortly. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about where Making 8 Rodeo Network is going to be, and hopefully we'll get you guys on the lines telling us about the rodeos that you guys are heading out to this weekend as well. 646-915-9940 is the number to give us a call. Y'all stay tuned. You're listening to the Making 8 Morning Show right here on MakingARodeo.com.
Howdy, rodeo fans, maniacs, and buckaroos. Scott Misek here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Want to invite you all to go check out Making8Rodeo.com. With weekly radio shows such as Short Go Radio with our good friend Mike Anderson, Katie Bartlett, host of True Cowboy Radio, Bull Talk Hour with Greg McKinley, The Morning Coffee Show with five-time champion Rob Smith, and, of course, the Making 8 Morning Show with yours truly. Also, check out our live rodeo webcast. And Thursday night, we have rodeo chat right from Twitter. We have all of your rodeo information and Bucky the Bull, too. So get a grip on rodeo with www.making8rodeo.com.
Well, dancer.
That's right. You bet. It is Friday time for another rodeo weekend, and I want to let you know that we are headed on the road just here momentarily. The rodeo roux is packed up, and we're ready to head to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. But, you know, for us, this weekend is going to be just a little bit different than what we've really ever done before. This is going to be the first one of its kind and for us, and I'm really looking forward to this opportunity. You know, I've already been touched with so many things that have happened and hearing so many stories about people that are going to be there, cancer survivors, some of the activities that are going to be happening throughout the night. This is going to be huge. And, you know, for us to be able to have an opportunity and be invited to come down and take part of this, it's just going to be a really overwhelming experience for all of us. And I believe that even our kids are going to be touched by this, you know, to see exactly what people are having to deal with and go through, and then see the strength and the, you know, the willingness to fight and not give up. It's just going to be really, really, you know, it's going to be a great deal. And, you know, it all leads up to, well, you know, us in the rodeo community, that's sort of the cowboy method too. It's the cowboy way of life, is we refuse to quit. We refuse to give up, and we're going to strive to be the best. And you know, that's what these cancer survivors are doing as well. So for us this weekend is just going to be a really unique opportunity, and we're going to be there. We're going to be webcasting the entire 12 hours tonight, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. So if you guys are going to be around the computer, maybe you can't sleep, you know, get up, turn the computer on, and just see how things are going out there and show your support. You know, that's going to be the biggest thing that you can do. You know, I mean, we are going to be taking donations. We're going to be taking them online all night long and through tomorrow. And those donations start today. They start right now. So if you have a PayPal, please feel free to jump on board. Go to makingeightrodeo.com. You can donate, and then tomorrow at the Give Cancer the Boot, the Bulls, Bears, and Bronx event that we're going to be doing with Lazy Bee Productions, Humps and Horns, we're going to present them with a check to the American Cancer Society for everything that we bring in online. And, you know, we really want to show them, hey, that this is for a great cause, that we support them, and all of our online viewers also support them. Now, I'm not telling you have to, and I'm not saying you've got to give a large amount, you know, but what I'm saying is, you know, if you can give $5, if you can give $10, now we've already got some donations that have come in, and we're going to mention them tonight during the webcast, and we're going to thank them for that. You can remain anonymous if you like, but we're also going to be mentioning you guys, and we're going to be giving away some prizes, you know. We're going to be giving away some autographs. We're going to be giving away some tickets to different deals. We want you guys to be a part of it, and we're going to do everything that we can to make you a part of this Relay for Life. Now, some of you may also be attending other Relay for Life events, and that is fantastic, and we're so grateful that you're able to do that. This is going to be a unique event because this Relay for Life also is going to coincide with this Bulls, Bears, and Bronx event. It's going to be strictly rough stock, and all of the proceeds between tonight and tomorrow go to benefit the American Cancer Society and the Relay for Life. So we're excited about it. I hope that you guys will be as well. Now, we know that a lot of you guys are out there and going to be hitting rodeos, and we want to hear about it. You guys can give us a call. Let other fans know about these rodeos that are going on. And if they hear that you guys are going out, then maybe they'll, you know, pack a bag and go head out there to the rodeo as well. 646-915-9940 is the number to call, and we do want to hear from you. So feel free to give us a call. We want to hear about the rodeos that are going up and down the road. I know the PRCA has events, IPRA has events, SEBRA has events going on, the PBR Touring Pro events have events going on. So it is going to be a great weekend. The weather's going to be great here in Oklahoma, and if you can't make it out to one, you want to catch a glimpse, go to makingeightrodeo.com, the Live Event Center page. We'll have the broadcast. You can follow our links on Facebook and on Twitter, as we'll be posting them out there as well, so you guys can tune in, watch live as we bring you all of the action. And then, of course, on Monday, we are going to re-air this. So, and we may take donations up on Monday as well. We're going to present them with a check on Saturday night after the performance. So this is the goal. We want to raise as much money as we can. Now, 2 years ago or last year, we actually opened up and we did a fundraiser. We did a donation and we presented it to Ride Rank for a Cure and a couple other organizations out there, the USO, to show our support as fans. We raised, I think, close to $500, and we want to continue that. We want to make that happen even greater. We want to get more activity out there. We want to get you fans involved, and we want to make you a part of what we're doing out here in Broken Arrow. And this is your opportunity. This is your chance to say, hey, I support Making 8 Rodeo Network for what they're doing. I support the American Cancer Society and the Relay for Life, and I want to help do my part to find a cure for this disease. So, it's not a required thing, but we're certainly gonna encourage everybody to take part. We've already gotten donations coming in, which is fantastic. We're gonna sit back and hear stories of how, you know, the American Cancer Society and the Relay for Life has actually benefited some of these people directly, and that's just huge. You know, I'm looking forward to it. I know it's gonna be an emotional night, but it's also gonna be a fun night. It's gonna be an encouraging night. It's gonna be an inspiring night, you know, and we want you guys, maybe you're sitting at home and you're feeling bad because times are tough for you, and times are tough for everybody. They truly are. But, you know, maybe this will give you a little glimpse of the hope and the will to not quit and giving you that courage to fight. Maybe this will give you a little bit of that. We hope that we can bring that out here on our webcast tonight, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time and going all the way through the night into 6 a.m. Central Time tomorrow morning. And then, of course, we'll be packing up, we'll be hitting the arena, and we'll be getting ready to broadcast the Bulls, Bears, and Bronx tomorrow evening. That's going to start about 7:25 in the evening. So you guys can tune in for that. I know we're going to be going to the arena, setting up, and going to sleep for a couple hours. But we will be back on the air, and we hope that you guys will be able to join us tomorrow as well. This is going to be a fantastic weekend. I know, you know, out of all the rodeo performances we've done, out of all the great G-Money rodeos that we've done, I truly believe that this one is going to turn out to be one of the best ones we've done yet this year. So make sure that you guys get a grip, get on board with us, show your support. All you got to do is tune in and say, hey, I'm here for you guys. And that's what we need. That's what these cancer survivors need. They need to see you online. And we're going to share with them just how many people are supporting them and supporting the cause, supporting the Relay for Life and the American Cancer Society. We're going to share with them how many people. And you guys are going to be able to see our numbers go up throughout the evening and into tomorrow. As we get donations online, as we get donations through the phone lines, we are going to turn around and post that number up there on the screen. So you guys will absolutely have an opportunity to see how much money we're raising for this cause, and I just really look forward to it. This is the first time that we have had an opportunity to do anything like this, and, you know, so I really look forward to having this opportunity. I think that we're fortunate to be invited down with the G-Money crew, with Lazy B Productions, which, of course, if you guys don't know Lazy B Productions, that is actually Brandon Wren, who works for G-Money Rodeo, but also has his own productions. He does some announcing. We're going to hear him behind the microphone this weekend. And, you know, it's going to be a really fun deal. Like I said, tonight they're going to have games. They're going to be doing concerts. We're going to have music. And you guys are going to have a live shot. You know, we're going to have cancer survivor stories. They've got a cancer survivor tent set up. So, you know, people who have survived this disease and are dealing with it today are going to have an opportunity to take part and be a part. And then we're going to get down there. We're going to get some interviews with them. And we're going to hear their stories firsthand. So, like I said, I can't guarantee that I'm going to be able to do it without, you know, shedding some tears. I think that it's going to be an emotional weekend, and really look forward to you guys being a part of it with us. You know, you all are the stronghold. You guys are the reasons why everybody is able to get out here and do the things that we do. And, you know, the rodeo family and the rodeo fans that we have are just so supportive and so great. Like I said, we posted it out there. We didn't even advertise it yesterday, and we already started getting donations coming in. Fans who have seen our post said, I want to contribute. And we've already got two separate individuals that have donated money, and we want to say thank you to that. We're going to talk about them tonight. We're going to make mention of them tonight for taking the time and taking that little extra to support. It doesn't have to be a large donation, just anything, you know. And like I said, throughout the evening tonight, we are going to be giving away some prizes, and that's going to be going on during tonight's broadcast of the Relay for Life. So you guys make sure to tune in. Grab your cup of coffee. Just set it down and say, you know what? It's going to be a long night, but we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to sit back and relax and just enjoy ourselves. So definitely take part in this. We want you guys to be a part of it. I also want to remind you, we've got phone lines open. 646-915-9940 is the number to call. If we don't get no callers, we're going to kind of wrap up the show as we get the Rodeo Roo ready to hit the road and head to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I think we've actually got one. Yep. My computer tells me we do have a caller on the line, so let's see if we can't jump down here and grab them. 612, you're on the Making A Morning Show.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, good morning to you, Miss Emily. How are you?
Good.
Great, great. Well, I know I see the posts that have come in here in our chat room that you've got the gummy bear pile stashed up for the night and the cup of coffee or the pot of coffee ready, and we're going to be able to sit back and watch some great activities tonight and some great rough stock riding tomorrow. It's going to be really a lot of fun.
Yes, it will be.
Well, hang on one second. Wow, started to get choked up right there. We're not even in Broken Arrow, and I was already getting choked up. I was actually choking on my coffee. But I know that you have some good cowboy logic that you wanted to share with us today. Am I right?
Yes, it's actually a poem.
Okay. Well, I would love to hear it, so let's have it.
Okay. The title of it is Fight for Life. Storms of life are strong enough without cancer stepping in. Engaging you in battle, we firmly stand our ground. Armed with courage, faith, and hope, our loved one's life we surround. This fight rages day and night. The will to survive is strong. We will never surrender. In our loved ones, you don't belong. Prepare yourself to lose this time. Our loved one's life you won't take. This is a fight you will not win. Cancer, make no mistake.
Wow. Gave me chills, Emily. That is just great. What a inspirational and strong cowboy logic message. And, you know, I mean, that's just kind of that really goes along with the fight that we have as cowboys and cowgirls out here in the Western lifestyle that we live, you know, the life that we live as rodeo cowboys and cowgirls or fans, you know. We have that willingness to fight, and we're not going to give up, you know, on things. And, you know, although there's been times where we felt like it, our courage, you know, and our support that we have is huge. And for you to read that poem is really strong for anybody who has been impacted by this terrible disease. You know, I mean, cancer is no fun, and unfortunately, it's just it's something that we have to deal with out here. And the only thing we can do is help support it and find a cure. You know,
yeah.
Treatments have really come a long way. And I think that that's fantastic, and we need to continue with that. So, you know, Emily, I want to thank you personally for sharing that. And, you know, I know that you're going to be supporting this Relay for Life here this evening and look forward to having you here with us, as well as the rest of the fans that will be in there. You know, it's going to be a long night. But I know that if we can make it through these 12 hours, that I know that, you know, and these cancer survivors can make it through these 12 hours, that I know that you can also make it through these 12 hours. So we look forward to having you here with us, and we are certainly going to have a lot of fun this evening as we laugh and we cry and we share stories and we sit back and we have a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well,
Well, thank you, Emily, for sharing that great cowboy logic and that message to all of the cancer survivors out there and the ones that are dealing with it and have loved ones who are also dealing with it, you know. So we look forward to seeing you here tonight at 6 o'clock Central Time. We'll be live on the air.
All right.
All right. Have a great one.
Yep.
All right, guys, that was Miss Emily, of course, calling in to give us some great cowboy logic, and thank you so much. That poem gave me chills, you know. Just that willingness to move on and how we're not going to accept cancer as a way of our life. We're going to find a cure, and we're going to find ways to treat it. And, you know, the American Cancer Society and these Relay for Lives are what it takes to help make those happen. So we're going to absolutely do this. And I just am so blessed to have that opportunity to be a part of this, you know, working with Lazy Bee Productions, and thanks to Humps and Horns and Wrangler and the entire crew at G-Money. Gooby's going to be down there, and he's coming down on his own, you know. So many people are putting in and saying, you know what, we want to be a part of this because it's for such a great cause, and it's inspired us all. So we're going to continue to keep doing this, and hopefully this is just the beginning. You know, hopefully this is just the start for us to get out here on the road and do these kind of benefits that we're doing here this evening and tomorrow. So make sure that you fans, you know, even if you can't be there, maybe you're going out to another rodeo, maybe you have other plans already set for this evening. That's understandable. But share it on your wall. Share it on your Facebook. Share it on your Twitter. Send some emails out. Make some phone calls and say, hey, guys, you know, we have an opportunity to watch a Relay for Life from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. You know, we're going to hear some of the stories from some of the survivors out here. We're going to see some of the concerts, some of the games, and we're going to listen to the stories, and we're going to take part of it. And if you guys can't be there, just send the message out there and say, hey, if you guys are interested, drop by and say hey to them. Show them that you support them as well. So, you know, it really is huge. And we want to hear about some of your stories here online. We're going to have an open chat room, and we'll be happy to take your calls as well. The number will be posted during the webcast for you guys to call in and make donations or share some stories, and we will absolutely have that opportunity. You know, we do want to make sure that you guys are a part of this, and this is your way to really give back to the community and show the American Cancer Society and Relay for Life and show Lazy Bee Productions and Humps and Horns that you guys support them for doing this event, for putting together this Relay for Life here in Broken Arrow and this Give Cancer the Boot benefit Rustock event. So y'all make sure to tune in, please. You know, I don't want to beg. I want to make this thing, an opportunity for you guys to really take part. And we're going to reach out. This is going to be a strong weekend. So I encourage every one of you guys to help spread the word. We've got the links posted on our Facebook. We've got the links posted on our MakingEightRodeo.com. So go on down there, you know, share it on your walls right now. Say, hey, guys, you know, I know you guys, I just wanted to send this message to you that we're going to be streaming the Relay for Life from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and they can take part in it. So please make sure that you do that. You know, it takes a team. And we are a team, you know. We are the Making Eight Rodeo Network team. We're the rodeo family. And we are going to have an opportunity to share something strong and make an impact and show the world that the rodeo family really supports the cause that American Cancer Society and the Relay for Life is out there to support. So I really want to thank everybody for taking the time out here today. Like I said, you may have rodeos going on in your neck of the woods, and we completely understand. We want you to get out there to those events, and hopefully everybody has a safe and great weekend. I know we're looking forward to it. Hopefully we don't have any issues like we did last weekend where the rodeo rude gives out on us for a few hours, but hey, that's all right. We're going to work through it because this weekend is for a great cause. It's going to really, truly impact us all. So make sure you guys stay tuned tonight, 6 o'clock Central Time, as we kick off and we go on the air from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. You can find it on MakingEightRodeo.com. You can find the links on Facebook and Twitter through our Ustream channel. So make sure you guys get over there. Come on down. Say hey to us. Show us that you're supporting this cause and this Relay for Life. Until then, rodeo fans, we'll be back on air Monday. Look to have another great guest with us. Don't forget to check out Short Go Radio with Mike Anderson, as I believe believe that he does look to have everything lined up this week and does look to be back on the air. So you guys make sure, and if he isn't, get over there and tell him, hey, you guys want Short Go Radio back on Sundays. We got to get him back in action, and he will be there. So you guys make sure to tune in Sunday night, Short Go Radio, and want to thank him, Katie Bartlett, who's sitting in Australia, getting some great interviews over there, and we look forward to her radio broadcasts during the week, True Cowboy Radio. You can find it all on MakingItRodeo.com. So enjoy your weekend, rodeo fans, and we will see you tonight, 6 o'clock Central Time, MakingItRodeo.com.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
Thanks for tuning in with Mike and Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Get in touch with God.